such rich symbols about God's ongoing creational love in our lives. All of the sacraments, each and every one of them, speak in such profound ways. The sacrament of baptism speaks to us about this new birth in Christ, about this resurrection in Christ, about dying with Christ in the waters of baptism and rising anew. We celebrate it every Sunday, every time we offer the sacrifice of the Mass. We celebrate these wonderful Paschal mysteries. And what a happy coincidence it is today in terms of the readings and this particular sacrament of baptism, as we come to understand that fundamentally and basically the only thing that the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament has ever asked us to do is to love each other. And so that we gather at this font, really, in many ways, to share Michael and Vincent's love for their daughter Lydia, and to share our love for each other in incarnate in this sacrament. What a profound gift we have today in many, many ways. I was also thinking that it is because of the commitment of the parishioners of St. Francis of Assisi that we can do this, that this all-inclusive expression of Catholicism exists within the Church, where we, on a daily basis, try to live the commandment of Christ to love everyone, not just some, but everyone. And so that everyone here is welcome, everyone, into full participation into the life of the Church. These have always been your sacraments. These have always been God's gift to us. These have always been the way that Christ fulfills his promise to not leave us orphans, and that he would send one who was greater than himself to be amongst us, which is his Spirit, which moves in the life of the Church. And so this first reading from Exodus, in which we hear the story of our salvation, when the people of Israel historically were freed from slavery to freedom. That's the historical movement. But the greater understanding of that is that they were moved from barrenness to fruitfulness, from chaos to order, and from oppression to liberation, just like us. How many of us here, because of how God has moved in our lives to determine who we love and who we make our home with, and how we partner ourselves, have been on the outside looking in? How many of us have felt oppressed because of the strictures of religion that won't invite us into full participation into the sacraments of Christ Church? At no point in the history of the Church was it ever meant for us to bar the grace of God from you by refusing you the sacraments. It has never been the intent of Christ to do that. And so when we come in a place like this and we gather and we celebrate this wonderful new life of Lydia in the body of Christ in the Church, what a tremendous gift that is. And Paul reminds us of that again when he writes to the Church at Thessalonians. He writes in such profound ways, right? That the gift of God was that it moved through him, and he gave that example to all who he spoke to. Not necessarily with words, but by his actions as well. And people were drawn then to him. People were drawn to the new faith, because this new faith, when it was first experienced, was one of love. The very first adjective that described us as Christians that's written down is at Antioch. Look at those Christians. See how they love each other. I wonder if the Antiochians would still say that about us, right? I wonder, right? And then finally, Jesus was a rabbi. He knew the Torah. He knew it well. And so part of what happens is that when you know the Scripture and it moves and it lives in you, you can engage it in meaningful ways. And so the Pharisees, who were a religious class of people, heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, who was another religious group of people. Sound familiar, right? And so they come to him and they say, they're trying to trip him up. And Jesus knows the law, because Jesus knows that the law is really God's love for us, and that there's nothing to be afraid of in that. By the way, there's nothing that restricts us in that either. And so he sums up the whole of the law and the prophets. And he says, you shall love the Lord your God with your whole heart and your whole mind and your whole soul. And the second is like unto it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Every time we gather here on Sunday, every time we gather to celebrate one of the sacraments of the Church, we try to fulfill that commandment of Christ, to love our neighbor as ourselves. We, all of us who witnessed this baptism, now have a tremendous responsibility to Michael and to Vincent and to Lydia moving forward. By our lives, we should give example. of this all-inclusive love at the heart of God's church for everyone, for each and everyone. Do we sometimes make mistakes? Do we sometimes fall? Absolutely. But when we gather again on Sundays and we hear God inviting us again and again and again, right? No one in any of the scriptures that I've read, I've never heard Christ say, you can't come here. I've never heard Christ say, you can have it, but you can't, right? He says to us always, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy burdened, and I will give you peace. So today, as we celebrate this great joy for Vincent and Michael and Lydia, let's remember that Christ invites each and every one of us into this embrace that God has for us, and that at the foot of the cross, we all stand on level ground. No one's any different than anyone else. So let's continue in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.